Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
Podcast.
What a weekend it was, man. So you said you didn't register because
I didn't register.
Convinced you to vote.
I'm looking at it on a bigger scale of things. If I'm gonna vote and register to vote, I'm not saying people must go register to vote, but me and most combos, I didn't do it.
So when people say when we talk politics, then you have no leg to stand on.
If I'm
you
didn't, okay, that's fine.
So you don't get involved in those discussions.
Nah, if you guys think I don't have a leg to stand on,
when you say you guys,
you and Keith and Chris are looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm registering. Everyone else in the studio registered. Keith registered. Ponzo registered.
Of course.
But me, nah, I'm not.
I guess we're the responsible ones. It's fine.
Oh, so because you registered, you're responsible. Okay, right.
For this freedom that we all fought for. Lots of lives were lost.
Oh, wow.
For you to vote.
Oh, no.
But if you're lazy to go. So anyway, talking about Mbali, oh my word, the Kai News team did an amazing job covering most of Gauteng's past weekend. They brought us updates from different parts of Gauteng with the voter registration centers. They were amazing, so extensive with information. All our bulletins were extensive, and we loved everything about it, man. They told us what was happening, where and when. They were on the street, on the air, when. Now, we wait for the first... Well, not everyone. Those of us that have registered, we wait for the 1st of November to cast our votes. And if it is a public holiday, Skumba, enjoy your day off while we are responsible.
No, I'll come to work. I want to find out who didn't vote down. I'm going to be here.
Can we ask then, registered voters, please let us know, only those that have registered to vote, what's the one thing that you are dying to find out about that's going to change your vote on The Voice on the 1st of November? What's going to influence your vote on the 1st of November? Why are you voting for that political party? What have they done? What are you hoping they're going to do? Because right now, they're on the street campaigning, giving you promises.
Door to door.
But no one's come to your house. That's your problem, man.
No, I've built a wall so big and the gate is so hard, like locked. No one came in.
Even if we throw like a t-shirt over the wall.
Yeah, it's cool, man. I think it was maybe 10 or 12 years ago a guy wanted to convince me to vote for a certain political party, and I asked him one question and got the answer wrong. Then I'm like, you didn't even know the history of your political party. Yeah. Why would you?
And that was almost 9-10 years ago, no?
12 years.
Yeah. That period, we know. That's why it's being investigated.
No. Don't even go there. So he want to find out, what's the one thing you want to see or hoping for?
Yeah.
Hoping for on the 1st of November when you go and vote. What's the one thing you see a political party of that you're voting for? I don't know. What do you want to see, Thomas? You registered.
Promises. Here's my thing. I hate the fact that we're not all equal. My registration experience, I told you, I walked into this Afrikaans school down the road from me. That's where I had to register. Empty. I walked in, couldn't believe it. Yesterday, sat down, got an ID, please. Boom. Address. Namnega. Thank you. Come here. I'm done. Simple as that. But people living in a different side of our country. Queue on queue. It's not organized. You're like, no, but this is not fair. Just because I live in suburbs. We're all supposed to be equal.
We're all supposed to be, but we're not going to be equal anytime soon.
086-000-0959. Let's talk about it. 063. Send those voice notes on 063-680-0959. You registered this past weekend. There's a reason why you went to co-register. So, what informs your decision when it comes to the 1st of November, when we actually vote for the local municipality and how it's run? So, we wait now for the 1st of November. What's going to inform your decision, though, when it comes to voting for a political party in your area? It's local elections, man. 086-000-0959. I love the fact that you're anonymous. Talk to us.
Good morning, family.
Morning.
My decision is simple. I've been voting for the past about 20 years. That's how old I am. And I've never voted for the ruling party. The reason is that I've decided to vote for the party that acts, that can react. I used to live in Midrand, and now I live somewhere else. And both places are run by DA. And there's action. And it's exactly why I'm going to continue voting for DA, because there's action. When there's potholes after rainy season, the potholes are closed. Rubbish issues, we've never had rubbish issues. Electricity, I can tell you now where I live. My white customer, I've never met him, but I know his actions. Because when there's electricity issues, he's the first person to post in our WhatsApp group to say, guys, here's a reference number. I'm going to continue voting for DA because there's action. So what I want to tell the listeners is that if them not voting, it's still giving whoever is ruling that ward power. Let's do the simple math. If there's 20 of us in that certain ward that live and are eligible for voting, and 12 of us remain and decide not to vote, the 8 that will decide to vote are still giving that ruling party chance to again go forward. So what I want to say, guys, if you stay away from voting, you're giving the ruling party still chance for them to win. You can decide who you want to run your ward.
Anonymous, if you don't mind, please let us know where you live so we know how well your political party is doing in that area.
Currently, I live in the Northern Burbs.
That's why they put holes in 20 minutes. Eh?
Thanks for the call, my queen. Ah, that's clear. We are not all equal. Okay. Oh, signaturena. Max, what are you saying about voter registration?
I hope you're right. For me, Rodmani, I'm basically just looking at the current situation of the country, and I'm wondering what is our continuing voting for the looting party is going to change anything. I mean, at the moment we have the highest unemployment rate in the world, and then we continue repeating the same mistakes because it's all about food parcels and free t-shirts. It's time for change, and I'm not saying anybody should vote for whatever party, but for me now, what I can say is no matter what they tell us, nothing is going to change. Like Kuskumba said, after elections, we are going back to level 10 or level 11, because this is the trend and we know it already. It's just up to us young people to take a stand and sit us on nearly. I'm tired of changing tires on my car because of potholes at Johannesburg. I'm tired of hiding my phone when I go to Johannesburg CBD, where the head office of Luthuli House is. So the president drives there every Monday. He sees how it looks like, but there's no change. We need change, that's all.
Thank you, Max. Thank you, Otam, man. Have a great Monday.
Kolom, Max.
What are you saying in the voice notes?
I'm a 40-year-old vote and register. I'm going to pick a slam corny out here like Prince. You know, Moses. Tulanes Melan. That guy is working, I'm telling you. Tirelessly. Yasebenzele out here. Ufonele busuku nini ikhona. Igesi ayikho, amanzi ayekho. Izokuphendula ukuthi kwenzakalani. Angeke ngisho into le out. Never. Tulane Smelane, baba.
Thank you, Otam. Thanks for the call. Oh, guess who's called, Skumba? Sis goes back. Sisko.
Mahot Managas.
We're good. How are you, gay?
Shabshab. Skumba, I give you the next shot of food. So, Mahot Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like what Vanna, I'm sure that you vote this week. You won't vote. Mara, hey, this time I'm going to vote. On a little long, nobody but to talk for my spiritual Kasiaga, give up to the Lauren, Yabatiba to Hotel Libona, and then in Kale, Baba Tantinana, Uchurikina, let's have prayer of Batiba Chindiste, Baron Batuji, and see, because Bahuli Tika on a Karakasina and Fitchable. On a century, the municipality to a Kasiaga, since the Tarak was rushed up at the new battle. Yeah, but then this time it will vote because that's what I'm saying. What about Garcia?
And you think they're gonna bring change? Kaslako?
I think they're gonna bring change because the political Garcia, but we're not touching Garcia. But then if they want to attack, but one but the back, then bagalasha idea. No more.
Sharp Cisco.
Thank you, Cisco. Just before we get to the news, my mail up.
I for one I'm waiting for Judge Mokgweng's political party. If he doesn't have any political party, I'm not voting. I'll wait for Judge Mokgweng to form his political party, then I'll start voting.
This is Bonso from Davidson. And I did go register Malbani. It was empty. There was no one, only the people working there. Ngangena. I didn't even take 5 minutes. Ngelapaya. So any changes, I'm not expecting any changes. Because vele, Nyaya's government yet always promises us and never deliver. So I'm a loyal citizen. I want to go vote, expecting any changes from the government. Same thing by trial.
1st of November, though, how are you voting and why are you voting? Let's get to the calls. 086-00-00959. Masia Tembi, Saskumba, Nangu, Spikiri.
Hola, Spikiri.
We have it in the morning.
Hola, guys. I'm not voting for anyone.
Listen to the voice notes.
Sithanda ekuseni, mina Mafrotman, the reason ngiregisterile for ukuvota ukwenza show ukuthi le party le engizondayo efana neKaizer Chiefs ayitholi yami ivoti. So ngifuna ukwenza show ngefesa kaNovemba, sikhathele.
I did not have a problem. I registered online. I'm sorted. I don't have to stand in the line. So I haven't decided what to vote. But my voting will be determined by one. And then number two, one thing in Fungutibaye, we have an open space on the other side of our street. And this space has been open for the longest time. Mabanga kanje recreational center. Snake Park Bashai so imoto bashon. Babanga senzela loko.
An open invitation to all political parties. Come through. Thomas and Skuma in the morning. We'll talk to you. Convince us. Before you want to them, platform. Come.
That would be nice.
Come.
Let's hear what the family is saying.
Mafutmano Tama Timbi, so I mean, registered Gule weekend and is it to Marazan, Zambaga, Sela Gule voting station here too? Because I want to pay ANC and I want to pay IEC, but 7 Sanabo Kelavan Club. About phone to Tama Paper, Tama Party agent to EFF, Bashley Wood, one of some 7 up. So I understand now, Lapa Sela Wood Kuzalan, Ili Ishan Ben Ile Pet. But do register and register Ilian Arachisan Machita Army and Autanaba Sakaya. So just waiting for Iwan Zara November.
Hey Muzi, did you register this past weekend to vote, and why are you going to vote if you did register?
Yes, I did. I just wanted to correct something, Thomas, before we continue.
Sure.
There's a lady there from Midrand who says that she lives there. She was in Midrand. She's got a DA councillor.
Mm.
I live in North Riding, guys. I just bought a house here about a month ago. We needed a bigger property, so we bought a house here. This place is run by a DA guy called Dalu Kwele. That guy is useless. So the idea that the DA somehow has better service delivery is not true. A month ago, amanzi ahamba on and off for about 3 weeks. He gave the ahamba on and off for about a week. So let's say the DA deliver is false. And I've got a reason why, but I'm not catching it. Intercontinental and the Lime Zanti is simple. Mokgweng akacala political party azosebenza uthandazile, it's enough. Ngicela gents, imbizo Mokgweng lapho eze azokhuluma nathi, sizomsupporta and try and get this country going forward.
So you're voting on the 1st of November?
I'm voting on the 1st of November, definitely.
Make sure you vote, fam.
Yeah, definitely.
Whatever happened to Soli? Do you remember after that fight?
I saw Soli 2-3 weeks ago.
Wambuz?
Nah.
What is that all about? Okay. Mthembeni unjani use Davidson wena.
We love it in the morning, but good morning, Thomas and Skumba.
Morning, cuz.
Sire?
Nani man.
So pila bafiti. No, mna bafiti. Iti kuna ma changes abaya, especially the locals. Yaba. Eswa bonayo. Mina Davidson bafiti mangkula. Streets were not tarred, but now all the streets, because land is in a car route, and the man gave up his paver man sidewalks, especially my main road. And the school might also happen to put in Kulele attendees after the Minapem cutting.
Sure.
It can be a man, and compared to 20 years ago, it's totally different. The cutting being in a tar route, more defunding being in a tar route, but now we are the man, it's in a tar route. So, I call number changes, not at the pace that we want to see them. So, all these things are controlled by the budget. Lento le see experience in 2016, Yamahang municipality, fortunate in the city of Ekurhuleni, which the coalition party, the seventh son with the leading party.
Mm.
You've seen Namanji, the recent audit report, which is a clean audit. That simply shows that there is accountability kuma citizens of Ekurhuleni. So again, girl of it, which participate in kuma emautine to clan, ma councillors, if they are not visible, kuna ma customer care centers. Let's go there and visit them and raise our issues if we're not here. Of course, I'm going to be 100%, but compared to the past 20 years of it, kuna mehluke mkhulu emakhaya.
So, you're saying on the 1st of November we must go vote because 20 years ago and right now there's change and you see progress, change and you're happy about that.
Yes, my brother.
Shout out to him.
Thank you, my brother. Hey, Wena. We're still talking to you, Kaya family. And make your voice heard. You're on the street, on the air, letting us know on the 1st of November why you're voting for this political party.
Hello. You're voting on Thomas.
No.
Your votela ini, angin jizi, niti your votela ini.
Ipati yam.
What the party?
Oh, Nkaya, I did register lana, talking to Uzinengi, because I want to see the current political party out, because they're not doing anything for us. I'm from Dobsonville, and the political party I'm voting is for Mashaba. He's the man.
And Chomiami Ipati yam, I didn't vote for it because I didn't believe in it for a while. I'm like, you don't deserve my vote. But now,
good morning, Skumbano Thomas. We love it in the morning. Mina registered and I'm going to vote for Action SA. My vote is not a secret. I'm tired of ANC.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.